It's time now for Sunday morning prayer time with Reverend Ed Lankford. Address correspondence to P.O. Box 991, Wilkesboro, North Carolina, 28697.
Friends, and thank you for joining me today for Sunday morning prayer time. I saw a sign the other day that touched me. It says, "The gift of helping is priceless." The gift of helping is priceless. If I can just help somebody in this world, if I can just help somebody along the way to eternity, if I can do some good for someone, then that's the kind of friend and neighbor and person and Christian that I want to be. Tomorrow is Valentine's Day, and everyone deserves a Valentine, so happy Valentine's Day. There really was a Saint Valentine who went around giving gifts. There really was a Jesus Christ who gave us the greatest gift of all, and that is the gift of love. I've said many times in my life that everybody deserves to have a place that they can call home, and that's where they can be themselves. I've also said that everybody deserves to have something in their life that's just fun. To do it, it's just fun. And everybody deserves a Valentine. So happy Valentine's Day. When I saw that sign about helping, it made me think about the gifts of the Spirit. In just a few minutes, I'm going to read one of the most beautiful chapters there are in the Word of God, and that is 1 Corinthians chapter 13, when Paul talked about the ministry of love and a more excellent way of the gift of love. But before he started 1 Corinthians chapter 13, he finished off chapter 12 in 1 Corinthians with these words. When he talked about the gifts of the Spirit that are operating in the church today and in the world today, he put them in order. God always has an order. Confusion is not of God. So God has an order, and this is this order that they come in, the gifts of the Spirit. And God has set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healings, helps, governments, diversities of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Are all workers of miracles? Have all the gifts of healing? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret? But covet earnestly the best gifts, and yet show I unto you a more excellent way. He mentioned the order, apostles, prophets, teachers, miracles, healings. And then there was that little word, helps, which is the title of my message today, help. He went on to say that all are not apostles, all are not prophets, all are not teachers, all do not have the gift of miracles or the gifts of healing or tongues and diversities of tongues. But I present to you today that all of us can do helps. We can be a help to somebody along this way. Doesn't matter if you're an apostle, a teacher, a prophet, whatever you are, you can be a help to somebody. You can lift up a helping hand and you can give that out to somebody to assist them, to aid them, to come to somebody's rescue, to pick somebody up. Is there anything I can do to just help? Now, Paul, in his teaching, was teaching us about the ministry of love and the ministry of helps. Let me also say, as we're talking about the gifts of the Holy Spirit, that's exactly what they are. They are gifts of the Holy Spirit. They're God's gifts. And God uses those gifts in people's lives to help spread the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. What gets confusing and what gets wrong is that when an individual begins to think, well, it's my gift, and I own this gift. It's not my gift. It's God's gift. Not all of us are going to be a prophet or an apostle or a teacher. Not all of us are going to have the gifts of healing or miracles along the way, or governments or diversities of tongues. But all of us can be a helpmate, can be a helper. And I say, go ahead. Help somebody. The gift doesn't belong to the man. The man belongs to God, and the gift belongs to God. A lot of talk about who can do things, who has the ability or the liberty or the authority to preach or to teach or to do these things. My purpose is that God will use anybody that, first of all, is available. God will always use somebody that will be submissive. And God will always use somebody that is obedient. I'm just going to go ahead and say it. Doesn't matter, in my opinion, whether it's a man or a woman, a child or an adult, Pentecostal or Baptist or whatever, if you're willing to be used of God, it's His gift, and He can fill you with His Spirit to help you use this gift. There are certain people that tend to have a gift of healing or miracles, but God, it's God's gift, and we belong to God. So as I go along my journey of life, I want to find the ministry of love. I want to find the ministry of helps. I want to be like the song says, from the dust of the earth, my God created man. His breath gave man a living soul. For God so loved this world that He gave His only Son, and that is why I love Him so. For I was made in His likeness, created in His image, for I was born to serve the Lord. And I can't deny Him. I will always walk beside Him, for I was born to serve the Lord. Yes, my hands were made to help my neighbor. My eyes were made to read God's word. My feet were made to walk in His footsteps. My body is the temple of the Lord. And I was made in His image and in His likeness created. We were all born to serve the Lord. There's a job for everyone, and everyone for a job. We don't all do the same thing to propagate the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. But it doesn't matter whether you're the preacher standing in the pulpit, or you're the choir director, or the organ or the piano player, or you're the Sunday school teacher, or the youth leader, or the deacon, or the Christian sitting in the pool, in the pew, or you're the janitor that sweeps the church. It's all about serving God. It's all about, what can I do? Is there anything that I can do for the Lord? Jesus, use me. Please, Lord, don't refuse me. For surely there is something that I can do to help propagate the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. To help spread the good news that Jesus saves and that Jesus is alive and well. There's something that I can do to help somebody. Lord, help me to help somebody find Jesus Christ. Some people only want the jobs and the ministries where they have the big name and they're exposed. I tend rather to like the little jobs, like the ones that nobody ever knows that you do, that you just do it for the glory of God. Because that's what all of these gifts are about. Apostle, prophet, teacher, miracles, healing, helps, governments, diversities of tongues, interpretation, they're all for the glory of God. They're not any of them to put me in the spotlight and make me a star. Jesus is the star of Bethlehem. Jesus is the star of this world, and let Him shine. I like the ministry of John Baptist, because he said, He must increase, but I must decrease. He said twice, Behold the Lamb of God, follow Him. He said, I'm not worthy to stoop down and unlatch His shoes. It's all about Jesus. Watch the Lamb. Serve Him. It's not about me. It's not whether anybody knows my name, because knowing my name won't get you any very far in this world. And knowing my name will not get you to heaven. But it's all about the glory of God. Just look at the ministry of Jesus Christ. One day He came to a pool of Bethesda. There was a man that had been lying there for 38 years, waiting to be healed. Jesus came along. This man had never got anybody to help him get into the waters when they were being blessed. For 38 years, Jesus came along, saw that man in his situation, and he lifted out his hand and he gave the man a helping hand, and he healed him in the name of Jesus. He did that for Bartimaeus. He did that for Mary Magdalene. He did that for so many people. He gave a helping hand. And many times after Jesus had done a miracle, he told these people, don't tell anybody about it. Don't tell it. But yet we can't help but tell it, can we? What God has done. And they went and they told people that Jesus is the man that healed me. Jesus is the one that taught me. Jesus is the preacher. Jesus is the Son of the living God. And I just want to be like Jesus. Jesus had a ministry of helping others. One time, one of his disciples, Simon Peter, had saw Jesus walking on the water and said, Lord, if it's you, can I come and walk with you? Jesus said, yes, come ahead. And Peter, for just a few steps, was able to walk on the water also, until he got his eyes off of Jesus and he began to sink. And I love the words that Simon Peter used when he was going down. When he was going down in that water that would have drowned him. When the waters were over his head, he couldn't do anything about them. I love the words of Jesus as Peter spoke to him. And Jesus said, Peter said, Jesus, help me. Have any of you ever had to say that to Jesus? Oh, I know you have. Have any of you ever had to separate yourself from the rest of your family and go and get somewhere on your knees and say, Jesus, help me. If you don't help me, Lord, my help's not coming from anybody else. David the psalmist said, my help comes not from the mountains, but my help is in the Lord. And if God doesn't help me, then nobody else's help will help. So, our help is from the Lord. Paul said to covet the best gift. And then he said a more excellent way. And he wrote this beautiful chapter. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity. Now that word charity means love. So I'm going to read it with love. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not love, I am become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy, and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains, and have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not love, it profiteth me nothing. Love suffereth long, and is kind. Love envieth not. Love vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemingly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things.
Not long.
love never fails. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know, even as also I am known. And now abideth faith, hope, and love, these three. But the greatest of these is love. I like what he said about all the qualities of love. It's never wrong to love somebody. The gift of love is wonderful. It's never wrong to do the right thing. And the right thing is to go in a ministry. If you want to really help somebody, pray for them. They may not ever know how many times you call their name in prayer, but you pray. Prayer changes things. Prayer changes people. Mother, God wanted me to tell you, you pray for your son. You pray for your daughter. You will help them in that way more than any other way you could ever do for them. Daddy, reach out and take a hold of your little girl's hand and reach it up toward the Son of God. And you pray for that little girl, that young man, that God will make of them what they ought to be. As you go to church today, pray for somebody. Pray for that preacher standing in the pulpit. Pray for that choir that's singing. Pray for that lost one that's sitting over there in the pew beside of you. Pray for that one that's sick. Pray for that one that has needs. And then, when you've prayed, put your faith in action and help them. Help them. There's a lot of people today that are strung out on drugs, and they're crying, just help me. A lot of people today in countries that they just want somebody to come along and give them a helping hand. Lord, lay some soul upon my heart and love that soul through me. And may I bravely do my part to have faith, to have hope, but most of all, to have love. To have love. To have love. A more excellent way. The way of Jesus. The way of his disciples. Reach out a helping hand. And let love be the song that lifts me. Love lifted me. Love lifted me when nothing else could help. Love lifted me. Whatever you do, apostle, teacher, prophet, do all to be a help, to be a helper, to be an encourager, to lift somebody up. Help. Help me today. Help somebody today. All of us are crying out for help. All of us need help along the way. So you just go help somebody in the name of love, and you'll get your reward when you get to heaven. God bless you. Join me next Sunday for prayer time.
You've been listening to Sunday Morning Prayer Time with the Reverend Ed Lankford. Address correspondence to Reverend Ed Lankford, P.O. Box 991, Wilkesboro, North Carolina, 28697. Be sure and join us next Sunday morning at 10 a.m. for Sunday Morning Prayer Time.